Process number 19, releasing resistance to become free of debt. When to use this process? When you want to experience the relief of being debt-free, or when you want to create a larger spread between what you earn and what you spend, or when you want to feel better about money, or when you want to increase the flow of money through your experience. Current emotional set point range. This process to become free of debt will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 10, frustration or irritation or impatience, and number 22, fear, grief, depression, despair, or powerlessness. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. To begin the process of releasing resistance to become free of debt, obtain a columnar writing pad with as many columns as you have monthly expenditures. Now, beginning in the far left column, write a heading that describes your largest monthly outgo. For example, if the largest check that you write each month is your house payment, then you would write as a header, house payment. And then, on the first line beneath the header, write the dollar amount of that house payment. Now, circle this amount, which represents the amount you're obligated to pay each month, and then, on the third line, enter the total outstanding debt for this house payment category. Next, enter your second largest payment in the second column, your third largest payment in the third column, and so on. And across the top of your columnar pad, write the following affirmation. It is my desire to keep my promise regarding all of these financial obligations, and in some cases, I will even do twice as much as is required. Each time you receive a bill, get out your columnar pad and adjust, if necessary, the minimum monthly amount that is required. If it stays the same, then write the same figure. The first time you receive a bill, or when it's time to make the payment for the category that's on the far right column of your pad, in other words, the smallest payment you make each month, write the check for exactly twice what is required. And as you do so, write in the new amount of that outstanding balance. This may seem a little strange to you when you first begin to play the game, but even if you do not have enough money to pay everything you owe in all of the columns, still, double the payment in the far right column. And feel glad that you've kept your new promise to yourself to do your best to pay everything you owe, and to do even twice that amount in some cases. Because you're looking at your finances in a way that is new, your vibration will begin to shift right away. As you feel even the slightest bit of pride for keeping your word, your vibration will shift. And as you keep your promise about doubling up on payments, your vibration will shift. And with this shift, even if it is slight, things will begin to change in your financial condition. If you will take the time to really enter everything you owe on the columnar pad, your newly focused attention will begin to positively activate circumstances around the subject of money for you. Instead of feeling discouraged as you find yet another bill in your mailbox, you'll feel an eagerness to enter the bill on your columnar pad. And with this shift in attitude and vibration, things will begin to change in your financial picture. Money that you were not expecting will appear in your experience. Bargains will reveal themselves, so your dollars will go further than you expected. All kinds of unusual financial things will occur, and when they do, be consciously aware that these things are happening in response to your newly focused attention and the resultant shift in your vibration. As extra money appears, you'll find yourself eager to apply another payment to the far right column, and soon that debt will be paid, and you can eliminate that column from your pad. Column after column will disappear as your financial gap between what is coming in and what is going out widens. Your sense of financial well-being will improve on the first day you play this game. And if you will take the game seriously, your vibration around money will shift so significantly that you can be debt-free in a short time, if that is your desire. There's nothing wrong with debt, but if your debt feels like a heavy burden, then your vibration around money is one of resistance. When the burden has lifted, when you feel lighter and freer, your resistance has lifted, and you are now in the position to allow the well-being to flow abundantly into your experience. Abraham, speak to us more about money and the economy. As we mentioned in process number 17, it's as easy to create a castle as a button. It is just a matter of whether you're focused on a castle or a button. But it can also be as satisfying to create a button as a castle. And whether it is a castle or a button, if you're using it as your object of attention, it is summoning the life force. And the feeling of the life force is what life is about. The reason that you're summoning it is inconsequential. So, what about creating a very positive current of financial abundance? What about getting so good at visualizing that the money flows through you easily? What about expending money and giving more people opportunity? What better way could anyone spend money than by putting it back into the economy that gives more people work? The more you spend, the more people benefit, and the more people get in on the game and dovetail with you. Your role is to utilize energy. That is why you exist. You are an energy-flowing being, a focuser, a perceiver. You are a creator, and there is nothing worse in all of the universe than to come forth into the environment of great contrast where desire is easily born and not allow energy to flow to your desire. That is a true squandering of life. There's no high work or low work. There are just opportunities to focus. You can feel as fulfilled and satisfied in any task as in any other, for you are on the leading edge of thought, and source is flowing through you no matter what your endeavor is. You can be joyful at any endeavor where you decide to allow the energy to flow. Spiritual versus material are not the choices. Everything about this physical manifestational experience is spiritual. It is all the end product of spirit. You have nothing to prove. Be the spiritual you and create like a physical fiend. Your financial decline will not elevate the impoverished. Think about what the economy was like in this nation a few hundred years ago. What has changed? Have more resources been trucked in from other planets? Or have there not been more people over more time who just identified more things that they desire, and the non-physical energy, which is endless and infinite, supplied that? We never hear any of you say, "Well, I've been so well for so many years that I've decided I'm going to be sick for a while to allow some other people to be well." Because you know that whether you're well or not does not have anything to do with others not getting enough wellness. You're not using up the wellness and depriving them of it. And it is the same thing with the abundance. People who have managed to find vibrational harmony with abundance so that it's flowing to them and through them are not depriving anyone else of that abundance. You cannot get poor enough to help the impoverished people thrive. It is only in your thriving that you have anything to offer anyone. If you want to be of help to others, be as tapped in, tuned in, and turned on as you can possibly be. Feel appreciation for those who provide examples of well-being. How would you know that prosperity was possible if there was not some evidence of it around you? It is all part of the contrast that helps you sharpen your desire. Money is not the root of happiness, but it's not the root of evil either. Money is the result of how somebody lines up energy. If you do not want money, do not attract it. But we say to you that your criticism of others who have money holds you in a place where things you do want, such as wellness, clarity, and well-being, cannot come to you either. If the subject of money makes you uncomfortable when you think about it, it means that there's a strong desire related to it, which means that it really, really, really matters. So, finding a way to think about it and feel good is your work. But it is equally effective to think about anything else and feel good and let it in. You do not have to think about money in order to let in money. You just cannot think about lack of money and let in money. Success is about the joy you feel. We love seeing you applauding someone else's success because when you are genuinely thrilled by it, that means you're right on the track of your own. Many think that success means getting everything they want. And we say that this is what debt is, and there is no such thing as that kind of debt. Success is not about getting it done. It's about still dreaming and feeling positive in the unfolding. The standard of success in life is not the money or the stuff. The standard of success is absolutely the amount of joy you feel. You could say things such as, "When I look at successful people, and by that I mean rich people, yes, and I mean happy people. Sometimes they're rich and happy. When I'm talking about the successful ones, what I really mean is the really happy people, people who are really joyful, who are eager to get on with their day." Almost all of them, without exception, had a pretty rough beginning, which turned them into powerful rebels initially. Then they found a way to relax into their natural birthright of well-being. Success is about a happy life, and a happy life is just a string of happy moments. But most people do not allow the happy moments because they're so busy trying to get a happy life. Instead of earning abundance, allow your abundance. Your action has nothing to do with your abundance. Your abundance is a response to your vibration. Of course, your belief is part of your vibration, so if you believe that action is part of what brings you abundance, then you have to unravel that. We would like you to release the word earn from your vocabulary and your understanding altogether, and we would like you to replace it with the word allow. You want to allow your well-being. It's not something that you need to earn. All you have to do is decide what you would like to experience and then allow it in order to receive it. It's not something that you have to struggle or try for. You are all worthy beings, and you are deserving of this well-being. All the resources you will ever want or need are at your fingertips. All you have to do is identify what you want to do with it, and then practice the feeling place of what it will be like when that happens. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are blessed beings, and you've come forth into this physical environment to create. There's nothing holding you back other than your own contradictory thoughts, and your emotion tells you whenever you have such thoughts. Life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to feel good. You are powerful creators, and you're right on schedule. Savor more, fix less, laugh more, cry less, anticipate positively more, anticipate negatively less. Nothing is more important than that you feel good. Just practice that and watch what happens.